On this episode, we're reviewing the Moonlight Magic event at Magic Kingdom. This is episode 149 of the Main Street Magic Podcast. Hello and welcome to another episode of Main Street Magic. I am your host, Jeremy Stein, and I'm joined by my lovely wife, Rhonda.
Hey, guys.
Make sure you check us out on the web at mainstmagic.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter at mainstmagic. If you've not done so already, go out to Facebook and search for the Capture the Magic community and ask to join. Don't forget to listen to the Capture the Magic podcast at ctmpodcast.com. They release new shows every Monday and Thursday. Then on that same feed, Jamie has Trip Tales once a month. We have CTM at the Movies once a month. And now out on its very own feed is the Diz Dudes with Jared and I. So go out wherever you listen, search for the Diz Dudes, and subscribe so you won't miss any of the new shows coming. And here on Main Street Magic, we have new shows on Tuesdays and Fridays. So the Capture the Magic Network has you covered all week long. And if you're getting ready to book your next Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, or Universal Orlando Resort vacation, reach out to Melissa Pilgrim with Ears of Experience. You can reach her at MPILGRIM at themouseexperts.com. She will help get you all booked, help you with ADRs, fast passes, and all this is at absolutely no cost to you. And we want to give a shout out to our sponsor, Expedition Roasters Coffee. Why settle for ordinary chain store coffee when you can have an adventure in every cup with Expedition Roasters? Now you can experience a little theme park magic every day at your home. Each theme bag features custom artwork by guest artists that make it perfect for displaying in your kitchen or office. You can try one of their premium roasts like Fortune and Glory, Redhead Rum, Enchanted Tiki Coconut, Route 66 Tire Fix, or one of their new Wizarding Roasts. All their coffees are certified gluten and allergen free. They also now have delicious teas, which are crafted from the finest premium whole tea leaves from across the world. So start your coffee and tea adventure today at expeditionroasters.com and use coupon code CTM20 to save 20% off your first purchase. So today we are talking Moonlight Magic, the DVC, Disney Vacation Club event,
yes,
which we were lucky enough to be invited to by awesome listener Nate of DVC Duo. So go check them out at DVC Duo on Twitter. Check them out on Facebook. Write a ton of great blogs and articles. And Nate is just the nicest dude. So we had a great time hanging out with him. So we want to review and talk about this event.
Okay.
So what is Moonlight Magic, you may ask? Enjoy an evening of enchantment, entertainment, and more as a theme park becomes your playground. During a Moonlight Magic event, members can visit a select theme park for an after-hours celebration. While attendees may get a jump start on the fun by mixing in with the regular crowd earlier in the evening, the real magic happens after the park is closed to the public. What you're going to get when you're able to attend a Moonlight Magic is shorter than usual wait times on popular attractions. You're going to get some added Disney character meet and greets. You're going to get complimentary refreshments. And of course, like every good Disney event or park, they've got dance parties.
Of course.
To do this, you do have to be a DVC member, or you can be a guest of a member. So members can register online. And if you go out and you actually look for all, you go out to the Moonlight Magic page on the DVC site, you can get all the additional rules and the regulations, the registration information, when registration opens for each event. You can actually register online. And these do, I say sell out, it's included and is no extra cost, but they do fill up very quick. And what you're going to do is you're going to be able to get in, even without a park ticket that day, you're able to get in at 6 p.m. at the entrance to the park. And then the event actually runs from 9 to midnight.
Mm-hmm.
So this is happening at all, well, I'm going to say five parks. We have Magic Kingdom, Hollywood Studios, Epcot. You got Animal Kingdom, and then actually Typhoon Lagoon Water Park. So the Magic Kingdom event that we attended was February 5th. They got another one February 12th. Hollywood Studios has them on March 20th and 27th. Epcot's got them on May 13th and 20th. Animal Kingdom's got them July 18th, August 8th, and August 22nd. And then Typhoon Lagoon, you can do it September 18th and October 16th.
Nice.
So lots of different opportunities for this event. So now let's just kind of, that was kind of, I guess, all the stuff we wanted to lay out. We're going to run through exactly, you know, our evening, what was available, what we did. We'll kind of go through this whole list where we start there. What are you doing?
You didn't mention how many members, if you're a DVC
person. Oh, got you. Yes. You want to talk about with your DVC membership? And again, there's so many weird and strange rules around DVC, direct purchase, right. Resale market.
Right.
If you have the blue card, means you, even if you were resale, you were grandfathered into some of the old rules, you get access to this. If you're a new resale member, you know, and purchase resale, you're not going to get access to these events.
Right.
So talk about, talk about the guests that they're allowed to bring, which is the whole reason we were able to go.
Right.
We're not DVC.
Nate had the blue card and was special. So he was able to bring up three additional guests, and counting him, there was four of us. So us two and Samantha.
Yeah, Sam from the Monday Morning Monorail podcast, if you have not checked them out. So we got to go with Nate and Sam. Which are both, we had a blast.
I mean, it was awesome.
It was so much fun.
And unfortunately, cool, his sweet, amazing wife had to work. So yeah. We thank you for that. Yeah. I mean, you still let your husband go.
Yes, yes. And we got a chance to attend for sure.
But he had all of us and we had a fun time. If you do have children, younger than 3 years does not need to be registered for the event. So I guess if we had a 3-year-old, there could have been five of us.
Yeah. Or if we had like 5 3-year-olds, brought them all. Well, under three. So
okay.
2 years, 364 days,
right.
I guess old, they could still attend for free.
Right.
So process, I guess, of getting, you know, checked in. Do you want to talk a little bit about that? Because we really got there like right as the actual event was starting around 9 o'clock, because we all met up and hung out at Tambu Lounge earlier. And we will do a review on Tambu Lounge on the food and drink and atmosphere there. But we were just having a good time. We were hanging out. We're all getting to know each other. So we kind of
hung out with Chad.
Yeah. Hung out with Chad, our listener, Chad, who was awesome dude as well.
Really enjoyed it.
So we headed over and we were really getting in there about 9 o'clock when it was starting.
Yes. And it was very simple, but it was very like the other parties, the Halloween, your Christmas, where you go up to a cast member and they have their iPad thing and you scan. He showed the blue card and then... We scanned our band.
We showed it. Yeah, showed his card.
And then said we were with him.
Yeah,
and then
ID and all, and that we were his guests, and we got our little wristband.
Little wristband, and then they let us in, and that was it.
Yep.
And we just had a great time.
Yeah, it was awesome. So when you
check-in
get in
was
there,
very simple.
Yeah, check-in very simple, and when you get in there, they actually, as many people are in your party, they give you a food voucher.
Yes.
Where you can get a free quick service meal. These are available at Casey's Corner, Pecos Bill, Columbia Harbor House, Pinocchio Village, Hoos, and Cosmic Rays.
Yep.
We never ended up getting a meal because I think we were just having kind of so much fun and you know.
We should have done that first.
Yes. And that's what I want to talk about, because
Sam was sad.
Because she wanted lobster rolls. If you're planning to do this, here's what we found. Here's the issue that I'm still finding with these after park events. You know, the ones in the morning are fine, because if you don't have if you're not going to the event, you don't get in.
Right.
Here, park closed technically at 8, but you had happily ever after at 8.
Right.
And
technically, you're allowed to be in there at 6, being a part.
Yeah,
of
being
this.
Part of the party. So you're mingling regular day crowd. You know, Moonlight Magic crowd.
Right.
There still is no way to... They're not doing anything to truly filter out the day guests.
Correct.
Is the problem. So
correct.
We have wristbands all night. we were asked, I believe, once to look at our wristband.
Okay.
To get on a ride. Right. And I think it was for Seven Dwarves.
Okay.
So any of the other rides that we walked on, they weren't checking. You could have been a regular crowd, you know, day guest. And
right.
have gotten in, because there was no touch point. There was no, once right. you got through the front door, right. there were no other times where they said, oh, you want to come into Adventureland? We need to see your wristband.
Right.
You know, or anything like that. And so there's still, so for the first hour, it's still, I think, loaded with a lot of regular guests, mm-hmm. day guests.
Yep.
So that's where, like you're saying, I think you're better off doing the food.
Right.
You know, getting your complimentary Mickey bars. They were available at Storybook.
We did get those.
Circus snacks. But doing some of those things first, mm-hmm. because we did notice that in that first hour, ride times were much, much better than normal, but they were still a little bit long.
Right. Like, you still had Peter Pan, that was 35 minutes.
Yep.
And then I think Mine Train said 30 to 35, and it counted 27.
Yeah. So even Haunted Mansion, though, was, while it moves very quickly, I mean, that line, the standby line, was out to Fastpass.
It was, but it was also nice because there was no Fastpass, so...
Right.
Obviously.
Well, so I've got some ideas.
Okay.
Okay?
What's your
ideas? If you would like to hear them, because
sure.
Disney's going to listen to this. The next Moonlight Magic, they're going to implement my thoughts,
okay.
as they always do, you know, to fix the problems that they haven't thought of.
Okay.
I mean, there's a couple things. One that I think would be easiest is continue to use maybe shut down the standby queue and use the fast pass queue.
Okay.
You have cast members standing there at the entrance to every queue. Have them check every wristband.
Right.
You know, that takes just as long as if you were actually scanning a regular day fast pass.
Right.
And on a night like we were there, where it's kind of cool, a lot of people are in long sleeves.
Yeah, we were.
So it's not like, you know, you're short sleeves and you just got your wristband just showing to the world.
Right.
Now, I think a lot of these evening events are often staffed by college program, by new cast members.
Right.
I don't know if, yeah, they're not trained to look for it. I don't know if they're afraid to look for it.
Right.
You know, because the last thing they want is somebody going, oh, I pay, you know, X number of dollars a year to be part. I bought this DVC and now you're asking me for a wristband and just
right.
let me on the, you know, I can get that. But I think the simplest solution would be keep fast pass line open, shut down standby line, cast member checks every band.
Yeah.
And you're going to get to a point where, you know, we're going on our third or fourth ride. I'm just going to walk in with like, hey, here's my wristband.
Right.
I think you're going to get to, after the first couple rides, people aren't going to go, oh, you got to check my wristband again. You
right.
know, and just let that be known. Yep. I think that's one thing you can do.
Yep.
It's really the only thing, because otherwise you have to filter everybody out of the lands.
Right.
You know, you can't shut the whole park down and say,
right.
everybody leave.
Right.
And then everybody come back in an hour later.
Right.
So I do think that that's one way that they could do it. Yeah, so I mean, really, it was the only, I guess, really the first hour that I thought the park seemed more crowded than I thought it would be, but it was still nothing near regular crowds. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
But when we were, you know, it's one of those nights where I wonder, you know, yeah, I think you do the food, you do some of the things in the first hour.
Mm-hmm.
Meet and greet lines were pretty decent all night. But again, how many of those people in the meet and greet lines weren't Moonlight Magic attendees? We don't mm-hmm. know.
Right.
So it would be interesting if they could filter that out. Same thing. I think it's just easy to check the wristband. But, you know, in that first hour, we waited, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes for Haunted Mansion. Waited 27 for Seven Dwarves.
Mm-hmm.
That was the longest we would wait the rest of the night.
Right.
And we'll go through, like, what was open and what was around. But it was to a point where we were going to Big Thunder Mountain, and you said to a cast member, can we each just sit in our own row? He said, sure, go ahead. And mm-hmm. we literally sat in our own row.
And it might have, was it just us on the train or was there more?
There were a couple other people, it wasn't even a person in every row, I don't think.
Yeah.
Then we got the Pirates. It was same thing. We just said, hey, let's each get in our own row.
Right.
I mean,
and it was literally just
the four
us
of us in
boat.
An entire yeah. boat. You know, Space Mountain. Walked right up.
Yep.
So once you really, I think, got past that first hour, as people did kind of slowly weed out,
mm-hmm.
it got really, really good. Went over to Storybook Circus Snacks, which
yes,
very, very clever on their part. Take the one ice cream spot and put it far away where nobody's going to go. You know, that was the only other thing. Like, I thought you were going to just walk down the street and they'd be like just throwing ice cream bars at your face as you walk by. Like, you know, but we go by and we're like, yes, I'd like an ice cream bar. And she's like, would you like five?
No,
but I'll take two and then eat both of them back to back.
We sure did.
Yes, we did. We both did.
Yep.
But that part was cool. There were some water stations throughout. Again, we did not enjoy the food, unfortunately. But it's one of those things where I also think you have to go, all right, for us, and I'm glad we rode Seven Dwarfs. I mean, because that ride's always great and it's fun and we don't ride it a lot at night.
Oh,
but
awesome.
Like for us who are used to riding it, I think it's one we could have skipped and saved 27 minutes, for example. So just weigh that, I think, in your own mind.
And I agree to an extent because I feel like we're never at the parks anymore at night.
Yeah.
So, and if we are, we're seeing the parades or we're seeing other things. So we're not seeing or we're not riding things at night. So honestly, I really, truly enjoyed that.
Yeah.
I'm really super happy that we did pass by Peter Pan. Because there's no difference between day and dark.
Yeah. No, not at all. And it was, yeah, it was, it,
it
had
was
a good
35
line
minutes.
And yeah, so and I agree with you there.
I have ridden it and I'd like people to tell me what, why it is.
It's an amazing biggest ride. But yes, I agree.
It's just funny to me.
It's shocking at the weights and
anyways,
the popularity that still has.
Yeah. But it was, I mean, I was okay and I'm happy that we did that.
Yeah. Yes, I thought it ended up being an amazing night. They do have there is a time where you can meet some DVC executives.
Mm-hmm. We should have.
I don't think I'd know a DVC executive if they walked up
and
punched me in the face. I'd be like, "Why did you do that? I'm a DVC executive." Oh, nice to meet you.
It wasn't one of the Bobs.
No, I don't. I highly, highly doubt that.
That'd have been funny.
You did have your Tomorrowland Tonight dance party.
Yes, with who?
It had Captain Gantu and Dr. Hamster Evil from Stitch. Stitch, the movie.
You know, it came out 15 years ago.
Did it?
Mm-hmm.
That seems like it was longer than that. I don't believe you.
Okay.
But they were there doing their normal dance party stuff. At 11:30, they do have the Moonlight Magic Blast Fireworks Spectacular. This is a different show than Happily Ever After.
Yes,
and it was
really
a great
cool.
show, great music. Now, we caught it over outside of Big Thunder Mountain, so we weren't like directly in front of the castle, but I don't think they were doing castle projections.
I'm not sure
what
they were doing, but it was amazing.
Yeah, and then you get extra Moonlight Magic merchandise.
Which we didn't.
We did not buy any because to me that we would just be big fat liars if we walked around with DVC apparel.
Well, it
even
said
though it's Moonlight,
Moonlight Magic, and I think it said small. It was small somewhere
still,
where it said DVC.
That doesn't count. That doesn't count. Okay. I mean, again, if you weren't an annual pass holder, would you wear an annual pass holder shirt?
No, you're right. But we're going to be DVC.
Eventually. So, all right, we got, if you like characters and you like super rare characters,
yeah,
this could be worth it just alone. I mean, this is one that I do think, again, if you're like us, now we wanted to do the rides and we wanted to, I mean, it was a lot like, Nate, what do you want to do next? Sam, what do you want to do
next?
Right,
and I just
Rhonda,
started
what do you want
to
do next? Jeremy, then what do you want to do? So we kind of rotated like who wanted to do what, and that's what it was about. I could totally see going to this thing and going, I'm not doing a single stinking ride because we do them all the time.
Right.
I just want to meet these super rare characters.
Mm-hmm.
You want to start to go through them for us? Okay.
Because we actually saw, we were going down Main Street, and you've got Mary Poppins, Bert, and Penguins.
Yeah, and the Penguins.
So, yeah, that was really neat because we saw them, and the line was long.
Yeah.
So, and again, it's on Main Street. It's the first one / the last one, depending on if you're going or coming.
Yep.
And they may have been more, like you said, not people that should have been in there.
Been there.
You had Clarabelle Cow and Horace
Horse Collar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That person.
He's super rare. You don't see him.
Yeah. Anyways, I think we saw them as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we walked past all of these characters. We just chose not to stop until the very end.
We did stop and see Mickey and Minnie.
In their birthday suits.
What is it? Celebration. Stop saying birthday suit. I picture them naked.
That's disgusting, Rhonda.
Well,
get your mind out of the gutter.
That is what
Mickey
a
and Minnie
birthday
Mouse.
Suit.
Well, if you have a dirty mind, yes.
No.
They're in their celebratory.
You have to stop saying.
They're in their celebratory 90th birthday suits.
Okay.
Is that better?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Okay. Just say celebratory.
In their party suits.
Party suits, yeah. Party attire.
Sounds weird.
She was in a dress. A very
not
beautiful
naked.
Dress.
Yeah, not naked.
No.
Okay. But no, we did stop and yeah.
We saw
did,
both.
We did meet them,
that
which was great.
Awesome.
That was cool. Yeah.
They were awesome.
Yep. All right, who else we got?
Then you move over to Adventureland and you have Jafar. And then Jack Sparrow and Angelica.
Who the heck is that?
I think she's the dark...
I haven't seen a Pirates movie in a decade, so...
I think she's the dark with the... she's with...
Keira Knightley?
No. No, no, no.
Wasn't she in the first Pirates movie?
Phone. She is... I think she's like a... Not a bad guy, but she's with...
A pirate? Would have been a great opportunity to have Red... And then, like, some point in the night, she kills Jack Sparrow and is like, I'm taking over your franchise, sucker.
Anyways, Jack Sparrow, we saw him, well, we saw the side of him because we were headed to Pirates.
Yeah, I didn't catch a glimpse of
I caught
Angelica.
A glimpse of him, but I didn't see Angelica either. No, I did not. I'd have been curious now to see her. You should look her up and see what she looks like.
I will. You keep looking at this.
Then you go to Frontierland, and you've got Goofy, which is... In my opinion, normal.
Yeah, that one's not anything.
Clara Clock.
Yep.
And then Chip and Dale.
Chip
and Dale, weren't they in their, what is it called? Their,
Birthday suits.
Not birthday suits. Their
no, they were in their birthday suits. Oh, were they? Oh, well, because they're normally in their birthday suits because they don't wear clothes.
Right. So, anyways.
Angelica is the one who is played by, what's that lady's name again? I can't think of what her name is. All right, well, we're not going to just focus on Angelica. Everybody who's out there who loves Pirates of the Caribbean is yelling at us,
yes.
Going, you idiots, you don't know Angelica. All right, Liberty Square. This is where we did stop at the very, very end of the night.
And I was so excited but a little sad because Dr. Facilier and Louis the Alligator were there.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was in Dr. Facilier's line. And there wasn't many for Lewis. And because there wasn't, and some people, I guess, weren't going from Dr. Facilier over there. So he ended up leaving before it was done.
Yeah.
And we were sad because we only saw and got pictures with Dr. Facilier.
He said, see you later.
Alligator.
Because he's an alligator.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he did a dad joke for you, honey.
He doesn't talk in the suit.
Mm-hmm.
So Dr. Facilier was awesome.
He was
really good.
He was awesome.
Very interactive, yes. Very personable. Like,
very funny.
Yeah, he was.
Yep.
It was. I was glad that we did stop for him. All right, over in Fantasyland.
Who do you got?
Who do I got? I got Jay Worthington, Foulfellow, and Gideon. That's from Pinocchio, correct? The fox with the hat?
Yes.
That's where they're from.
Oh, good job.
I think they ended up having some of their own stuff as well.
Wow.
Then we had Megara, Pain and Panic from Hercules. That I would have really liked to have stopped to see them.
Yeah, that was
but
cool.
But that had a really long line all night. So, but
that, we saw them.
Awesome one, yeah. You had Belle and the Beast.
Taken pictures. Yes.
Very cool.
Yep.
Don't have them out together
and,
like that.
Yeah, and I started to say Belle and the Beast. So, and their
birthday suits?
Their dancing attire.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Her
yeah.
gold dress, his suit.
Yep. Then you had Ariel and Prince Eric, which we've done before at the Halloween party.
Yes.
And I know you wanted to see them this time because last time we met them, you were dead.
Yes. And now I was pretty and I looked like Ariel. My hair is.
Yeah.
But the line was long and I just didn't want to
take away. You don't
want
to notch out 20, 25 minutes to. Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't just you and me. And
right, right.
I take other people's considerations and.
Yeah. It was not on the top of our list, I don't think.
Well.
And we'll see what happens. You know, we're doing the Epcot VIP pass holder coming up.
I would like to see Ariel
we'll see who's there.
With my hair and see.
Yeah, then we had The Witch.
Oh, that was cool.
Yeah, we had Snow White and Prince.
Yep.
Poor guy.
Prince Philip.
Still doesn't have a name.
It's Philip.
Well, why don't
Wait.
They? But,
yeah,
no, it's Prince Snow Philip. White. Is it? I don't know. Yeah.
You just said Snow White.
I know, but it just says and Prince. It's literally listed in the guide because I copied this straight from the guide.
Okay.
It is simply listed as Snow White and Prince. That's it.
I think it's.
It's Snow White and the artist formerly known as Prince.
Nah.
Yeah. So, and then they had Tweedledee and Tweedledum, not to be confused with Jared.
Maybe Philip
and
is Aurora.
Yeah, that's Prince Philip. He doesn't have. So the Prince doesn't have a name from Snow
Prince
White.
Prince Charming.
And then
Charming.
Finally, that's Cinderella. And then finally in Tomorrowland, Phineas and Ferb.
Yes, which we've seen them before.
It's been a long, long time. He proposed to you. They're a fun one. That would have been another cool one to see. But
it would have.
All right. So majority of the attractions are open. Not all of them.
Correct.
So in Adventureland, we get Swiss Family Treehouse, which if you do spend your time going through that during an event like this, what are you doing with your life? Because there's definitely
I've not gone at night. Maybe it's different. I'd be afraid I'd fall down the stairs.
I couldn't have gone because I wouldn't have gotten up the stairs. Yeah, so
that's true.
Magic Carpet Ride open.
Yep.
Again, for me, don't waste your time on that. Of course, if you've got little ones, these are some of the ones you're going to do, probably. Pirates.
Yep.
Which, again, we did literally just the four of us in a boat. Which was very cool. Over in Frontierland, we got Splash Mountain.
Uh-huh.
A little cool that night. We didn't want to get wet.
There was like nobody on those either.
Yeah, there was no. We literally saw flume after flume go down
with
empty.
Nobody. Yep.
Big Thunder Mountain, which we got to do. Country Bear Jamboree was open, which even though it is an awesome attraction, again, I don't know that I'd notch out, 25, 30 minutes to do this on a night like this.
I mean, things like this, though, is nice for people that do have their kids with them.
Yeah, totally.
So if they have young kids, I mean, that's great, because if they can't ride Splash Mountain or Big Thunder, where are you going to go?
Yep,
totally. There you go. Now Country Bear.
Over in Liberty Square, we had Haunted Mansion, which we did.
Yes.
In Fantasyland, you had the Prince Charming Carousel. You had Small World. You had Under the Sea. Barnstormer, Dumbo, Mad Tea Party, Winnie the Pooh, those were all open. And of course, Seven Dwarfs, Mine Train, which we rode.
Yep.
Tomorrowland, you got Space Mountain, Astro Orbiter, the People Mover, and Space Ranger Spin. So pretty much everything is open. The only things that are really shut down are stuff like PhilharMagic. That's not open.
Right.
Monsters, Inc., Laugh Floor.
Jungle Cruise was not open.
Jungle Cruise was not open all
night. You were sad.
I know. That one baffles me.
Really?
I was surprised that was not open all night, but I do think that's one that takes quite a bit. And here's my only assumption as to why it's not open. You have a cast member on every boat.
Right.
You have them working out front. You have them working in the receive. That takes a lot of cast members to run it, and they're not filling this whole night full of cast members.
Right.
So that's a cost kind of.
And it could be like four of us in a boat.
Right, exactly. And you've got a cast member,
taking
four people around.
Right.
So literally, it could have just said, look, just give me the boat. I know all these jokes. I'll be the skipper.
That'd have been fun.
I'll do the whole thing.
Oh my God, that'd have been fun.
I would have made up
some of
my
own. That would have been so fun, because if they would have been open, if it would have been four of us, I may have asked that, why don't you sit and let him do it if they were allowed?
If you had done that, I would have jumped off the boat.
Why?
I'm not going to do that. What about me actually screams that I would get up
on
a boat?
But if it was just the four of us and
that's
then a
true,
cast
that's
member,
true. Yeah, that's
you
true.
Would have like...
Okay, that's fair. I maybe would have. Well, it didn't come to that. So what other thoughts? What other, what else did you think of this? Is this something that, you'd highly recommend to DVC members and their friends?
Yeah. One of my clients is one, and... she was going to go to this, and I believe she may have done another one. And I do believe, unfortunately, it was very busy maybe that night. This one really wasn't.
Yeah, it was a Tuesday.
Yeah.
And
she's local, so it's easy for her to drive down. But anyways, yes, I would love to. And I've been told it's very similar to After Hours.
Yeah.
So I'd really like to do an After Hours.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure that we'll do one here coming soon.
Or Early Magic.
Knowing the way that this goes, if you had your choice of picking one of the four parks for Moonlight Magic, which park would you choose?
Animal Kingdom.
Just for Flight of Passage?
Well, yeah, duh.
Would you ride anything else? Because you asked me, you said, how many times did you ride Flight of Passage? And I said, all of the times.
No, because I enjoy Dinosaur, so I'd want to ride Dinosaur. I'd want to ride Everest once because...
I'd totally do Everest at night.
Yeah.
Everest at night is awesome.
I would do it once because I sometimes don't feel good after. So Dinosaur, Everest, Flight. I probably wouldn't do Navi.
I would walk... If you're walking on, I'd do Navi. Well, I'd ask for my own boat.
That's true. So I would do that.
What would you change about this event?
This event. Somehow, which I don't know how, like you said, but making sure that it is just the Moonlight Magic people and, or DBC and the friends and whatever. Because it was pretty busy in the beginning. And then, I mean, but sometimes it's like that for the Halloween party. Well, everybody has a ticket.
Right.
And it's very busy. And then it's like 10 o'clock and people are like, okay, I'm done.
Yep.
And everybody leaves. And then we have two more hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's almost like dead in the park.
Yeah, I mean that's I agree. I mean that's really the only thing I wish that they can fix and that they can change is getting those people out.
But I mean other than that I don't know what I would change because there was food. Unfortunately, like I said, we missed out. And what I would change next time is the order that
the way that we did it. Yeah, right. I would have gone ahead and gotten food first, you know, and enjoyed that, and then you know let things die down a little bit. But I mean shoot, I've got a picture of us at the end, you know, walking over towards Pirates, I think it was, of Adventureland. In the photo, there's nobody in the photo.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like right as you come up around Pecos Bill, mm-hmm. and you're heading to Tortuga Tavern on your left, and I snapped a photo, and literally nobody else is in the photo.
That's awesome.
Same thing like leaving at night. Now, the mm-hmm. store's closed down by the time we were leaving at night. It's not like they stayed open after the midnight, and we were going to try and walk through. I thought this was awesome. I was so...
Seriously, what would you change?
Trying to get the people out that don't belong would be it. I mean, I really don't. I think that's it. I do think that they could at least monitor that at the entrance to each ride by asking for a band or simply stating, you know, even if you come in and say, all right, hey, I'm the DVC member. Here's my ID. Here's my blue card. Here's my friends. And as they put that on, say, please show this to a cast member as you board each ride.
Right.
You know, and almost just let people know. Right. Like, just say, hey, this is how we're going to monitor this. Because I can guarantee there were a ton of people there until midnight that weren't part of the event. And they were getting on rides.
Yeah.
You know, possibly. So, that's the only thing I would change. It did not diminish how awesome this was.
Right.
We were so thankful, so lucky that, you know, Nate reached out to us and invited us and that we were able to go down on a Tuesday evening, spend a wonderful 5 hours in All-Star music, sleeping. Mm-hmm. That was great.
We had our own bed because we didn't have a refurb. Yep. That was, no offense, and
after one, I think, by the time we were going to bed.
It was.
Because we had to take the bus and all back. Mm-hmm. I think everything else was great. I think the options for food, I would like to see maybe where you have some additional spots for the Mickey bars.
Yeah.
Only because, you know, if you're in Adventureland or Frontierland, you're like, hey, I could go for my Mickey bar now. You'd have to walk all the way across the park to get it. It's the only other thing I would do. And I only ever saw one water station set up. I don't know if I just didn't notice other ones.
Right.
But there was a water station right around there as well at the entrance to Storybook Circus.
Yep.
Some of those would have been good, or maybe complimentary sodas or something like that.
Yeah.
If there were some, we didn't see them.
Right.
So that's about it, though.
It
other
wasn't
than
in
that,
the pamphlet,
I mean,
so.
No, I mean, other than that, this thing was... This
it
thing
was awesome.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It was really, really cool.
It was.
Would highly recommend it to DVC members. If you got some friends, you can take up to three per DVC member. So that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. If you have not done so already, first go out and search for Diz Dudes, because we really want to make sure for the next couple shows, we're going to put them on both the Capture the Magic feed where Diz Dudes has lived with its parents for so long. And we're going to put it also out on the brand new feed where Diz Dudes has now grown up, left the house, has a place of its own. Jared never does the dishes and we eat a lot of ramen and pizza. Basically, it's the way it goes. So, but go out, search for Diz Dudes, go ahead, subscribe. And we'd love if you leave us a rating and review with the Diz Dudes, even if you've previously left one on the Capture the Magic about the Diz Dudes. We'd love if you go do it again on the regular one. And while you're out there, make sure you subscribe to the Capture the Magic feed. Make sure you subscribe to Main Street Magic and leave just all of us ratings and reviews.
Yes, because it helps all of our shows grow.
That's all we got. We'll see you real soon.